Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this is thanks to O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, it is time to go around the NFL and give you our likes and dislikes from the schedule. We are in week number 10. Oh, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Boy, that's really going quick. I get it. All right, let's get things rocking and rolling. We're going to start in Dallas, Texas, where the Cowboys are going to take on the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, did I say Dallas? I meant Arlington. That's where AT&T Stadium is going to be. And that's where the Dallas Cowboys lost to the Denver Broncos last week, ending a six-game win streak. So the Falcons come in, interesting story about them. They started the season 0-2. Calvin Ridley, their wide receiver, left the team for personal reasons to deal with mental health. They have won three of their last four games. They are at 500. Three of those wins have been on the road. The Falcons are actually the final playoff team as of right now. The Cowboys lost Randy Gregory to a calf injury. He's going to be out for three more games. That means with DeMarcus Lawrence's foot injury from week two, they are down their two pass rushers. Am I left anything out, Ron Culver? I think this is going to be an interesting game.
Beginning of the season or even like 2-3 weeks ago, this wouldn't be an interesting game. You're going to be like, this Cowboys team is just going to walk all over the Falcons. What we've been given the last week or so, week and a half.
Not sure anymore.
I could easily see the Falcons going into Arlington and winning this and Jerry Jones going to scorch earth.
Was this the game last year that the Falcons did that bad onside kick?
Was it? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was. Was it last year?
I think so.
Well, I hope they don't try it again this time. I hate onside kicks, and I hate ones that fail miserably. Anyway, Dallas again, 6-2. Look, bad loss to Denver or a sign of things to come, we'll see. Falcons,
if
showing
they lose
that they
this
can
game,
be a pest.
If the Cowboys lose this game, this is a sign of the times right now.
Yeah, you might be
for
right.
The Cowboys.
How about Nissan Stadium in good old Nashville, Tennessee, the Tennessee Titans and the New Orleans Saints? You know, it's a little interesting, fun tidbit for this one. A lot of research went into this. The Titans are 6-0 this season against teams that made the playoffs last year. The Saints are 4-0 against teams that made the playoffs last year. Something's got to give in Nashville when the Titans meet the Saints.
Tie,
exactly. I liked what Emory Hunt said. The Titans offense, you're really going to start seeing this team without Derrick Henry. Saints have the number one run defense in the NFL, so you won't see the effect of Derrick Henry against that, but you will see how Ryan Tannehill has to deal without him against the Saints defense. But also Emory Hunt said, Saints, yeah, they're hurting because Jameis Winston ain't there.
Yeah. Who are they starting?
Trevor Siemian.
Siemian, that's right, because I'm blanking on the guy's name too.
Taysom Hill
can't even get the start there either.
No, he can't.
Yeah, that's going to be a disgruntled, I don't know what position to call him.
Right. but this is very much worth your time. I think these are two very good football teams.
Yeah.
And the Titans right now are on top of the AFC. So that is definitely worth your time.
There's a lot more going on here than just the record.
That's right. How about Indianapolis against Jacksonville? Ooh. Are we now curious about Jacksonville now?
Last week, I would have said this is, go paint the house during this game.
Right, exactly.
But what they did to the Bills last week with Josh Allen, and I don't know, was it Josh Allen just getting hyped up for Josh Allen?
Right, that could be. Is there any Josh Allen on the Colts? No, I don't
Josh
think
Josh Allen
is.
Get this hyped up for Carson Wentz?
Yeah. Is there a Carson Wentz on the Jaguars?
Maybe. Maybe he's on the practice squad right now.
Is Urban Meyer finding a Carson Wentz who one time played football somewhere in the world to bring on the team for this game?
Well, okay, here's the other thing. When's Trevor Lawrence going to have his breakout game?
I'm glad you brought that up. Glad you brought that up.
Because I feel like we haven't seen it. He hasn't thrown for 300 yards yet, has he?
He hasn't had that really magical game.
Yeah.
You go, wow, this guy, unbelievable.
I feel like every other quarterback has. Even Mike White had that.
Yeah. Well, and by the way,
Mike White's not a rookie.
But we're going to get to this a little bit later. Mike White's made himself a ton of money.
Yes, he has.
In just one game. One game in a quarter of a quarter. I mean, there's already talk about Mike White, you know, he could be, you know, teams trading for him, signing a deal. Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit more as we'll talk about the Jets-Bills coming up.
I know, but I mean, for me, the Jaguars always seem interesting just because...
I think you're right about Trevor Lawrence, though. You're right about Trevor Lawrence. He hasn't had that one big game that makes you go, all right, this is what all the hype's been about.
Yeah.
And is it rude for us to expect that by week 10?
No, I mean, we should be now. We should be having it. I mean, he's had eight games under his belt
right now.
Yeah, so. and we haven't had that game. We're like, aha, that's why he's number one.
That's right. Colts have won three of their last four games. They're 4-5. They're still in this thing. So, but again, Jaguars are interesting because of what they did to the Bills. It's not a must-see event, but don't exactly sleep on it yet. Maybe by halftime, but we'll see. How about the Browns and Patriots? How about this one? New England has beaten all the bad teams on their schedule. The Browns aren't a bad team, but they're not a really great team either. Mac Jones has been good. He's been effective. And Baker Mayfield has had his ups and downs. It's not a must win. That's not what I'm angling at here. But doesn't it feel like this is kind of an important game for both teams at 5-4 by week 10? I mean, I don't know, just the kind of the way I'm seeing it. Like, if you're the Patriots, here's your chance to stay with the Bills. Because you never know what might happen.
Yeah.
And if you're the Browns, everyone in your division has got five, you know, not everybody, but because the Ravens have six. But you're all swimming
with
five.
Yeah, but you just saw the Ravens lose to the Dolphins. This is your chance to gain a game.
Yeah, gain a game.
Yeah, so be tied with them.
It's kind of important. It's not super important, but it's kind of important.
No, I think it's important.
Yeah.
Because what we've seen in the AFC, and we've been talking about it all morning, is, you know, pretty much anything you thought about the AFC, crumble it up and throw it in the fireplace.
Yeah, throw it away.
Because it's this division makes no sense right now. Anyone, I mean, you have, I think 15 teams that could easily make the playoffs out of this conference.
Yeah, outside of the Chargers win for the Patriots, they've really beaten up the bottom end of the football teams in the NFL. So they don't have that one really big, important, man, we really stepped it up against this team kind of victory.
But this could easily be a statement game for them.
This could be a statement game for them. I mean, the Browns are still very good. They're just struggling right now, but they're still a very good team in terms of talent. How about Jets-Buffalo? Now, if you're Sean McDermott, you got to throttle this Jets team, right?
Yeah,
you got to. If you're Robert Saleh, you got to make sure that doesn't happen.
For the Bills, this has got to be a statement game because you lost terribly. You looked horrible last weekend.
You can't keep saying about good teams, it's okay, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We're learning our lesson with Kansas City, right? Kansas City is starting to turn things around a little bit, but their offense isn't exactly clicking.
Well, you're not afraid of them.
But eventually, Buffalo, what you were bringing to this league is starting to disappear a touch. Buffalo, this is your game to remind people who you are. And if you're Mike White, this is a game to remind people who you are. Because everybody caught Mike White fever in that game against Cincinnati. And that one quarter of a quarter that he played against the Colts before he left with a forearm injury, he looked really good. And as I was saying earlier, he's already got teams interested in his services enough to be making himself some serious money. So, yeah, the Mike White train continuing for the Jets. What if he wins this game, Ron Culver? What if he throws four touchdowns, brilliantly executes the game plan? Does babyface Zach Wilson go, uh-oh?
Well, isn't there already talks of Mike White? He's pretty much been named the starting quarterback. I don't know if it's for the rest of the season, but, you know, I think even the coach said, you know, or somebody in the front office said Zach Wilson could benefit from sitting on the sideline watching.
Yeah, I agree. I think
I think that's a smart move. I mean, you don't want that in your number two pick, but, you know, you got to win. If Mike White puts up monster numbers again,
against his Bills defense?
Against the Bills defense. I know it's way too early to say, but, you know, here's my hot take. Is Zach Wilson on the trading block?
Ah, interesting, interesting.
As you start to round the corner, because if you found your quarterback in Mike White, you don't need a number two pick Zach Wilson.
Nope,
there's a team that will give you something for him.
Absolutely. In the end, you get the you got a starting quarterback who can play.
Right.
And that's what you wanted in the second pick anyway.
Yeah.
Steelers and Lions. I told you earlier this is a trap game for the Steelers.
But the Lions.
They lose to teams like this all the time. Trust me. I don't know if they lose at home, but they somehow play down to games like this. But I said that about good Steeler teams. This is not a good Steelers team. This is still a team with a lot of flaws. I don't think they'll. I think they'll beat the Lions, but this is one you can throw away for a bit. I don't think you need to watch this. It's going to be on Fox. This is going to look ugly. Coming up, the rest of the afternoon games, the early games, and then the late afternoon affairs, and then the Sunday night game in Las Vegas. It's all coming up as we continue on Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.
Listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, good Friday to you as we continue on Wake Up Call, SportsMap Radio. This is where we're going over the NFL games this weekend. Got one more early afternoon game to get to, and then the later games on the schedule for Sunday. We don't really tell you where who's winning or losing. We just kind of evaluate the matchup, whether it's worth your time, if it's got some value to it, sort of the intricacies of what you may see in the game. All right, let's get started as we go to how about the Buccaneers taking on Washington? Hey, you know what? This is a rematch of last year's wild card game, is it not?
Is
Taylor
it really?
Heineke and Tom Brady? Yeah, I know. Doesn't feel like yesterday. Buccaneers are coming off a bye week. They are 6-2. Washington is 2-6 and going no place. They've lost 4 in a row. I don't expect the same level of fun as we saw last January between these two teams. I don't know about you.
No, this is a team I know nothing about.
Washington? I don't know. I don't know anything about Washington.
Oh, anything. There's two in the NFL. We'll get to the second one in a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's two teams I absolutely know nothing. I couldn't even tell you what's going on, except outside that I believe Heineke is the quarterback.
Yes, he is.
That's pretty much all I can tell you about Washington.
That's about it. And they have, I already forgot his name.
See? That's what I'm saying.
See? They have Chase Young.
That's right.
How about that?
I like him.
I'll give you the obvious one. They have Dennis Gibson. Is that a name? I don't know.
No, not Gibson.
Dennis Gibson. Oh, that's stupid of me. They have Antonio Gibson. I'm sorry. Dennis Gibson is the guy that batted down the Neil O'Donnell pass in the 1994 AFC Championship game.
You know
that
what?
Sent the Chargers to the Super Bowl.
How do you know he's not on the team?
I will never forget that guy. I will never, ever forget that guy. Golly.
Yeah, but how do you know he's not on the team?
Antonio Gibson, you moron. Dennis Gibson is the nightmare of your head.
What if he's the linebacker coach? You don't know that.
That's true. Good point.
That's what you get. We don't know anything about this team.
How about Arizona, who can win with anybody on the roster?
I think they're doing it again. Rosters.
Yeah. Just roll out like a Dungeons and Dragons dice and you can get the right combination and you can get a certain amount of hit points and you can cast your spells and the Cardinals are going to win the game. They're playing Carolina. At 8-1, the Cardinals should feel as high as a kite, and I don't mean in that sort of John Denver, Colorado way. I mean like just excited that they're winning games and winning games without people that matter. This is an unbelievable team. And Carolina...
Is Cam starting for them?
Is Cam going to start? Is Cam going to play?
I think he'll be... What is this?
What kind of relationship is this that he's going to have with this team?
I have no idea. I didn't know what to make of it yesterday. I understand Sam Darnold is injured, but really, I mean, Cam was your go-to.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. Cam is like 5 years away removed from being just the most dynamic quarterback we've seen in a long time.
Okay, so this has got like an 80s or 70s or 80s sitcom written all over it, doesn't it?
Yeah. They need to come out with theme music.
Cam and the Carolina Panthers were deeply in love until they broke up and went their separate ways. Now the Panthers are in a relationship with another quarterback, but Cam Newton is sticking around. ABC Tuesday nights present Can't Find a QB. Like, it's like, what? Like, how does he feel walking in to the locker room that he owned?
Yeah.
But now he now, doesn't see, own it anymore.
Here's the issue. My mom gave me this advice a long time ago. I think I was, you know, just beginning to be a teenager. And she said, you know, you can always get back together with your ex, but those same problems are still going to be there.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
Because that's you broke up instead of fixing them. And that's okay. Exactly what's happening here.
I don't know if any of you ever had this. I never had this. I never had this because it seemed like when I broke up, girls would break up with me, I should say. We never got back together. But remember when you, if any of you have ever did this, ask yourself honestly, when you were with, let's say, Susan, and you and Susan were the hot couple, and you broke up with Susan, and you told your friends, and your friends were like, yeah, you're better off without her. Yeah, that seemed bad. And then a few months later, you said you and Susan were getting back together. What was the reaction of your friends? If you're honest, you know the reaction was, yeah, I'm happy for you. I hope it works out. They're not happy for you. That's the same thing here, right? Like, they can't be thrilled that they're back together. That this was a separation, an emotional separation. He was the starting quarterback that led them to the Super Bowl.
And they literally just cut ties with him, said, yo, right. We're done.
They
we're
said,
moving
clip,
on.
Everything you've ever done for us, goodbye.
We're moving have on to something one. Better. And I can't remember. I can't remember who the something yeah. better was.
I mean, come on. So anyway, Arizona again. Roll the dice and throw yeah. out whoever you want. It's been fun.
Heck,
it's
they awesome. Can start Cam and probably win.
All right, here's your Chargers taking on the Minnesota Vikings.
So this is the other team I know nothing
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I'm with you. Can I just ask this question in this way? Who the hell are the Minnesota Vikings? Who are they? Are they good? Are they supposed to be good and yeah. not good? Are they terrible and terrible? Because I feel like I have no idea if this team is a threat or not. They took Baltimore to overtime, but big deal.
Yeah.
Are they a good
We just
team?
Saw the Dolphins beat Baltimore, so that doesn't mean yeah. anything anymore.
I mean, what exactly is going on there? Because here's my problem with this, and this is why I bring it up. I feel like every year we do these promos, I mean preseason predictions or preseason previews, and we get told, the Vikings, they're good on both sides of the ball. The defense is stepping up. Got a couple of draft picks that you think are really going to make an impact. And what are they? Mwah, 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 stink. I have no idea. Is this disappointing? Is this par for the course? What exactly are we talking about? Your Chargers, though, 5-3, separate yourself from this division.
You've got to find a way. Got to yeah. find a way. Got to make it a bigger gap right now.
I'm telling you right now, you, Denver, and the Raiders are going to regret not burying Kansas City where you found them.
Yeah.
That team, when they start getting momentum, they're going to run away with this thing. Start winning some football games.
Starting with this one.
Starting with this one.
You know, I mean, I know they have Kirk Cousins, who I don't think is that good of a player.
No.
Dalvin Cook is dealing with legal issues.
Yes,
and that's
exactly.
all I know about the Vikings.
Justin Jefferson?
Sure.
Yeah, fine. Fine.
I guess he's on the team, too.
How about the Denver Broncos against the Philadelphia Eagles? This is another winnable game for Denver.
Yeah.
And now here's the thing.
They should roll stomp Eagles, right? I mean, they just took care of the Cowboys. I would say the Cowboys are way better than the Eagles.
This is like when your kid is struggling in math, and then he busts his tail and he gets like a 90, and you think like, oh, he's turned the corner, and then here come the 70s. Like, that's the Broncos. Are Broncos fans thinking this is a really good team that just beat the Cowboys, had a 30-0 lead in the fourth quarter, and a win against the Eagles will put them in a real position? Probably. I don't know. So I'm thinking the Denver Broncos in this game, a win. Let me think. Because the Raiders and the Chiefs play, and the Chargers should beat the Vikings. But
yeah,
I'm
man, I'm an Eagles fan
sure.
this weekend.
But yeah.
Definitely, I'm a definite Eagles fan this weekend, but
there's definitely one team that's going to have 6 wins because the Chiefs and the Raiders are playing each other.
Yeah. But this division is going to get crazier and crazier, I think.
All right. How about the Seattle Seahawks going up against the Green Bay Packers?
Yep. I heard Aaron's back, right?
Yeah, well, due to my father's situation with me in Florida, I haven't exactly perused enough on the Packers QB situation this week. Is he back?
I think Aaron is back.
Okay. Is Russell playing? Because I heard there's a possibility he could play.
No, he's still rehabbing his finger.
He's still rehabbing.
19 to 20 hours a day.
Okay. Because I was going to say, is it Geno Smith and Jordan Love? Is that what we're getting in the late-night CBS game?
Which would be fantastic.
Why not, right? Why not? Hey, the more Jordan Love I can see, the more I can have fun picking on that draft pick. But if I see Aaron Rodgers, they're back to the 7-1 Packers before losing last week to Kansas City that cost them to be 7-2. Boy, Seattle, this is going to be one sad season, don't you think?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of those where you just, I don't know, just give up. Just start over. Just, you know, don't worry about it. I wouldn't even rush bringing Russell Wilson back.
Sometimes you have one of those years where your quarterback just goes down. That happens. And then everything falls apart.
At best, third place in the division.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. What's the point?
How about Kansas City and the Raiders? All right. The Chiefs, as I mentioned earlier, they have not scored over 25 points or something like that in their last three games. So this offense isn't exactly cruising right now, all right? No, I'm sorry, 30 points. Was it 30 points? No, 20. They haven't scored over 20 points in their last three games. Over 20 points in their last three games. Yeah. The 20 points they got was against the Giants. So they have not put up 21 points since winning against Baltimore. I mean, Washington. Got them all over the map. I should just start all over again. The Kansas City Chiefs have not scored over 20 points in their last three games. The last time they scored over 20 points was a win against Washington. Before that, they only scored 20 against Buffalo. There you go. It's much cleaner.
Yes. I understood that.
Yeah, very good. Why do I get the feeling when these two teams play, it's because you know it's a rivalry and everything. I feel like the Raiders have given the Chiefs a hard time even when the Chiefs were good. Am I misreading that?
No. No, even like last year when the Raiders were just, you know, dog, you know what, they took the Chiefs all the way to task.
I do. I just feel like the Raiders play this team tough, and even when the Chiefs were good, and now they're vulnerable. I mean, I expect the Raiders maybe to do it again.
Exactly, but at the same time, I don't expect the Raiders to do anything because of so much that's gone on off the field.
What a mess.
You know, your coach, your stud wide receiver, now a defensive back, is, you know, been kicked off the team for...
He's been kicked off the team for death threats.
Yeah, waving a gun on camera, making death threats. That's a winning combo. So, you know,
they get these winning lottery tickets, Ron, and they throw them in the trash.
Yeah, and at some point, all of this will be a distraction. I know they won last weekend, but it's going to be a distraction. It'll probably show up this week.
It's going to rear its ugly head. Yeah, I agree. It's going to rear its ugly head.
I don't think the Chiefs score more than 20 points, but I do think they win the game.
Yep, I do too. I agree. All right. Do we do the Monday night game? Do we have time to bang out the Monday night
Monday,
game?
Yeah.
All right, let's do the Monday night game real quick. I have to get back to the page.
Because it's Rams-Niners.
Yeah, Rams-Niners. Well, this will be fun now, right?
Yeah.
Von Miller should play. Odell Beckham Jr., is he going to play, or is he...
Is there enough time to learn, like, a few plays?
I don't know. I think they'll do the same thing. Like, Von Miller didn't play against the Titans.
Yeah.
I think they'll do the same thing.
So maybe they hold him off a week, and then...
See Von, but don't see Odell.
Yeah.
But the Niners...
That's a...
You're dead to me. I'm not even a fan, and you're dead to me. You're dead to me. Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to get like Scott Farrell. I'm going to be angry at Kyle Shanahan for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, are you going to call him a male organ?
I may do that, right? Accuse him of being a narc in high school.
Did you know his father?
Yeah, I'm personal friends with his father. No, I didn't know Mike Shanahan, but I went to enough of his preseason barbecues to have a feel like I had a relationship with him.
Hey, you know him.
Yeah.
We got the invite. I didn't get invited to Mike Shanahan's preseason barbecues.
We used to have the preseason barbecue at the Broncos. It was like Mike Shanahan had this big barbecue. They'd show him like flipping some burgers and flipping some meat, right? While they had professional people doing that. And we got to eat, and we'd sit around with Mike Shanahan, and we'd talk about the team, right?
And that's huge.
Yeah. Did you ever run into
Scott Farrell there?
I did not run into Scott Farrell. Yeah, I should have. They were just palling around, getting ready to go play golf or something.
Where did they become friends? Because
I don't know.
Hey, Scott Farrell lives in New York.
Yeah. When was he good friends with Mike Shanahan? But, yeah, I mean, he's probably good friends with a lot of different people.
You're probably right.
Real quick, I remember Mike Shanahan on one of those barbecues, they talked about Todd Sauerbrunn, who was a punter, getting suspended for steroids. And Mike Shanahan said, why in the world would you take steroids as a punter? It's the only position I don't care if you're fat or not. And I just thought that was funny. So there you go.
Hurts.
Gotta hurts. I know.
Gotta hurts a little bit.
Took a
Mike.
Little dig there. You know. Nevertheless, we'll come back, wrap up this hour. There's your games for the week 10 of the National Football League as we continue with Wake Up Call.